Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live. You know, you can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live, but there's an issue that's kind of I've noticed on the internet over the last few days, maybe a couple weeks, and that is that there's been some kind of comparison made between Jesus and Bernie Sanders, and it's supposed to make Christians like him or something.
Well, you know, Jesus was all about the poor, Mark. He was all about helping the poor. He was all about, keeping the man off the backs of the slaves and the poor and
visiting people in jail,
the prostitutes and the jailed. That's what Jesus is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And isn't that what Bernie's all about?
Sorta.
I mean, that's what he says he's all about. That's what his fans are raving when you talk to him. It's like, well, Bernie's not in it for himself. He's not one of these big wig corporate fat cats. He's in it for the people. That's what they say.
I think that I get that impression. He's that genuine. I really do believe Bernie Sanders is genuine. However, I think there's a distinction. So the claim has been that Jesus is a socialist.
That's what. I was trying to figure out whether Bernie had ever said that, because if you look at the Facebook memes, you know, it looks like it might have been something that he might have said. As a politician, I don't think he would ever stoop to that.
It'd be unwise.
To those extremes. Yeah, because that's just a meme waiting to happen. But I looked it up, found three articles, and it seems like one of his avid supporters said it. And so I think I think Bernie's off the hook. For the second.
Okay.
For the moment.
Well, give me the lowdown here.
All right. Well, they're in Alabama. They're in Jesus land. The Bible.
Part of the Bible Belt. The Bible Belt's more like a big, it's not really a belt. It's more of a, big splotch.
It's a horrible place to be whenever you're trying to buy alcohol at certain hours of the day, and you can't.
That's true in a lot of places in the United States, not just the Bible Belt.
So Bernie from Vermont, of course, he's in Alabama, and what is he going to talk about? Who are his supporters going to be? They're probably going to be Jesusers. And in this particular case, one of his supporters, some guy named Stewart, who claims to be a Christian, says that, hey, of course I'm voting for Bernie. He's wanting me to get back into politics. And he's not in for the money or for his career. And let's see, where's the exact one? He says, I think Jesus was a socialist, Stewart says.
I wish I knew what Stewart based that on.
Yeah, and Bernie, he says his Christian values are more like my Christian values. So, I mean, there you have it. I mean, I guess the argument we have to discuss now is, well, how the hell is Jesus a socialist? How does that work?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. So if you're a Christian, you would have Christ-like values. And so therefore, in order for you to be to claim to be both a socialist and a Christian, you would then, for this to be congruous.
They're conflicting.
You would have to be able to show that Jesus was a socialist. There's two important aspects to socialism, at least as it's popularly defined. Somebody's going to call in and they're going to say that socialism is community ownership of the means of production. And that's fine. We can have that conversation if you want to have that conversation. However, I think that it is bunk. What I was taught the definition of socialism was when I was in school was state ownership of the means of production.
Right.
There's no place in the Bible that Jesus says the state should own the means of production. And he's, clearly not advocating for that.
What's that whole, all right, so what about render under Caesar, Mark? What is that all about?
Well, if you, there's a verse there where, people are sort of, I think the Sadducees in this case, are trying to trick Jesus. And they say, what about taxes to the Romans? Now, you know, Jesus, not a big fan of the Romans. Most Jews weren't at the time. So this is just it's a bit of a trick. But the Sadducees were in with the Romans.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to get him crucified early on.
Because the Romans put the head Sadducee, the high priest, he was in charge of the temple. So the Sadducees are down with the Romans. The Pharisees are not.
Hmm.
And that's really the main difference between those two groups. And so Jesus says, pull out a coin, take a look at it. Whose picture's on it? And they say Caesar. And then he says, render under Caesar what is Caesar's. And that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of people. And remember, Jesus talked this way. He told these stories, these allegories. To me, what that means is, if I have a coin in my pocket, it does not belong to the government. It belongs to me. They may have their picture on it, but it is mine. And I can choose to do what I want with that. So I will render under Caesar what is Caesar's, and this coin isn't his. So I would claim that Jesus is, you know, skirting that question by asking it, deciding that this isn't his moment to die.
Now if they'd came out a little more with more specifics and said that, hey, look, Jesus, you owe taxes because you've been walking on this on these roads. You know, you've been and your donkeys and whatnot. So I mean, you owe, you know, road tax. So, and they ask the same thing. I mean, are you going to pay that road tax to Caesar because you've been using his roadways?
At one point, he does pay taxes. He has the disciples pay taxes, and they kind of go hunting for some coins, and he makes magic coins appear, which is awesome, and I wish he'd do that for me. Hey, Jesus, right about now, Free Talk Live could use that.
And could you fill up this wine jug while you're at it?
Right. And so far, he hasn't been about doing that. And so that's fine. I think we all have to go get back to work. I can see how somebody might say that this means that you've got to pay your taxes. But I think it just means I think the people that say it means that are the people that work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a take on that story?
Well, I've always interpreted it as this. This is all right. So this is Roman currency. This is how they control everyone in Rome. This is how they fund their wars.
The U.S. certainly controls the world in large part due to the petrodollar.
Right.
Yes.
If we all did business with chickens, it would be very, very difficult life indeed. But I don't know how the government would. They would have a much harder time as well. You know, controlling or funding their wars with chicken eggs.
I see. Well, let's go to Cole. Calling in from, I believe, Alaska. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? Just one point about Jesus. A lot of people know that he walked on the water. Not a lot of people know this. He swam on the land.
Did he turn wheat into marijuana and sugar into cocaine?
And sometimes he turned vitamin pills into amphetamines.
There you go.
That's not what I call it about.
That's from the song. We don't do inside jokes.
I don't know this song.
Right. It's a song called "Jesus Is Way Cool" by King Missile. I enjoy it very much. Some people consider it sacrilegious. Other Christians think it's great. It is just, I think, really just sort of funny, and it doesn't say anything bad about Jesus.
I agree. I'm a Christian, and I find it funny. You can't laugh, then what can you do?
Right. Couldn't Jesus turn sugar into cocaine if he wanted to? Because that's really the most sacrilegious claim there is that Jesus turned sugar into cocaine. And, you know, you can kind of see how some drugged-out weirdo might say that. It's just, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, you're asking, what can you do about it? I guess you could pass a law, Mark. Make it law that you can't talk bad about Jesus.
Go on, Cole.
I wanted to talk about how libertarians control the rhetoric and conversation and kind of steal from the tactics that liberals seem to use very often and kind of like, for instance, hashtag Black Lives Matter or something like that, how we can use phrases like that to kind of get our points across. And just one note that I've seen in news lately where libertarians really are taking control, I kind of see more and more, is Jeb Bush. He recently said that he has libertarian blood.
Yeah.
So sure. I mean, we can all agree that that is obviously not true.
I remember when Michelle Bachmann said that she brings Ludwig von Mises to read in her vacations at the beach.
Exactly. So this, even though we know that Jeb Bush isn't a libertarian, the fact that he wants to be, I think, tells us something that's important, or at least he wants to appear to be. Or give off that persona. It tells us that, you know, libertarian is no longer a bad word. I mean, I remember years ago hearing Ann Coulter on Fox News refer to libertarians as pot smokers in their mom's basement.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way from there when you have the biggest establishment guy, you know, saying that he's got libertarian blood.
I also had the opportunity to ride with a senior staffer from one senator on a train, and this was the day after the Republicans' big win in 2014, and he said, the Republicans don't scare me. The demographics are completely against them. The people that scare me are the libertarians.
Mm.
And I think he's got a point there. Cole, I want you to hold on if you would, please.
All right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free. You can call in and talk about, well, frankly, whatever you want. We've got a caller on talking about how libertarians are having some luck controlling the political rhetoric, and that's a positive sign. We're also talking about Bernie Sanders being compared to Jesus because Jesus was a socialist, is the claim here. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
Yep, this live edition, this live Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live. Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, Bitcoinist is for you. They aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies. It's Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. Let's go back to Cole. Calling in, I believe, from Alaska. Cole,
yeah, I'm in Wasilla.
Wasilla, great.
Alaska. So let's go back into it, how we can take control of the language. I think a good example of this would be like the Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, people who aren't libertarians think a little bit differently when it comes to politics. Most of the time, libertarians think in terms of the non-aggression principle, the idea that anything that is unprovoked violence against someone else is wrong. And that is generally not the paradigm of discussion, you know, on the national level. It's generally there's a problem and what can we do to fix it is more the – and then we becomes the government. And, of course, that's where you lose most libertarians.
Sure.
But I'm saying we should try and use that rhetoric more and not necessarily use the government as a solution, but show how our ideas – are the solution. So if I see someone post a Black Lives Matter meme on my Facebook, for instance, or a Cop Lives Matter, which is, you know, another one, I'll repost it or, you know, I'll comment on it or I'll like it and, you know, I'll support it. And instead of, I hear a lot of people go, well, all lives matter, which is true. Obviously, all lives do matter. But instead of disagreeing with them and making it a point of contention, agree with them and say, yes, Black Lives Matter. And as a libertarian, I really care about, you know, this drug war that's affected the Black community and the war on poverty that has, you know, hurt Black small businesses and, you know, all these different issues that government has caused. And instead of making it about a disagreement, say, yes, I'm absolutely, you know, the same with police. Instead of, you know, saying police are bad and they're violent, which, you know, there are cases of that, I am more – the reason I think – that we should, you know, stop the drug war is not because I dislike the police. I like the police. I think most of them are probably good people who want to do good, but they're, you know, in a job that doesn't allow them to do that. And, you know, they may have some faulty reasoning, and we may disagree on some of the things, but they're, you know, if they have to go into a crack house and stop a bunch of crackheads, then they're in danger as well as the crackheads. So yep. I care about the crackheads' life and the cops' life, and I think the best way to protect them both is to not put them in that situation. So
this is just true if you want to convince anybody of anything. So if somebody believes something strongly enough that they put it up on their Facebook page, they took the time to share a meme or whatever, and it's not a super strong belief system, but I mean they took some time. If they believe it enough, and you just hop in and go, nah, what you believe in stinks. Here's what I believe in, right? Like, that is a terrible way to convince anybody of basically anything. It doesn't matter what it is. You think of your strongly held belief system, and you insert it here, and you can see that this is a bad way to convince people that your strongly held belief system is a good one.
Absolutely. And I would say, on the contrary, is instead if you present a new idea, perhaps the person who's saying Black Lives Matter has never thought about the war on poverty and its effects or how the war on drugs can be directly affected this. An example I just had today, Bernie Sanders, one of my friends who's a Bernie Sanders fan on Facebook, was talking about reducing the pay gap between people. You know, the 1% make more than 99% and so on and so forth. Well, yeah, I'm absolutely against the pay gap. I think it's you know, a disgrace that the poor in the world make so much less than the rich in the world. And to me, in my opinion, the best way to reduce that pay gap is let's open up the border. You know, let's allow the GDP to double and let's allow a free market. So, you know, because the poor who are outside of this country are doing a whole lot worse than the poor inside this country. So if my focus is the pay gap, then I can do a lot more by opening the border than I could ever do by raising the minimum wage or creating all these social programs.
I think that and for people out there, when I think of the Black Lives Matter, there's polling done on this, and at this point, the Black Lives Matter folks have lost their momentum. It's basically over. They had a bad slogan from the beginning. The Black Lives Matter is an exclusionary slogan. Right? I mean, it's like, this is like, hey, this thing is important, and those things, and thereby, by the process of elimination, those things are unimportant. And that is a bad idea. All Lives Matter would have been a much better slogan if the Black Lives Matter people would have claimed that one for themselves. And that would have created an inclusionary situation, and people would have believed it.
And not had some very obviously racist individuals in their camp who were pushing it in the wrong direction.
Now they have this rhetoric that they've got to back up because they picked the slogan. And it'd be like, well, the argument is, well, when in history have white lives not mattered? And that's the argument. But, you know, and then you see the news stories where some white kid in South Carolina gets shot by a police officer at in a marijuana bust.
Mark, so, you said one thing about putting these memes up, putting these pictures with these pictures with ideas on them on their Facebook. You said that it's hard. You know, people might really mean something to the individual who posted it, but it's not hard. It's just as simple as clicking the share button, and they might not have a clue what it really means, but it's just a feel good moment. It's like changing your icon on your Facebook picture.
Well,
what does it really mean? And then you walk away and go watch your TV or do whatever, you carry on with the rest of your day. It's so easy, and it's so caveman. It's just a feel good moment. And what the caller is saying to do is to actually get in there and actually explain that, hey, this is, I agree with you, but this is what we have to do in order to make this happen. That's where it gets very difficult, because you can't just say it in one hashtag word. It's very difficult to explain that why the pay gap is why it is. You know, the problem is, Bernie Sanders, that enlarging the size of government, which is what the 1% uses against us, enlarging the size of government, actually enlarging their tool that they use against us, is not going to help anything. You've got to get the cronies and you got to get rid of the monopoly, and then let the people and let the free market have all that business back, and that's what will fix the pay gap. But trying to explain that in, you know, a couple of sentences or in one hashtag remark is not possible.
It's very difficult, which is our, you know, we actually have to think about our ideas, which gives us the disadvantage, I think, because, you know, it's not just based on emotion. And just to, I hear the music, so I'll get going and let you guys get to other callers. I appreciate the time tonight.
Thanks for the call.
If you
want
to call the show, it's 1-866.
No, that's it. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, let the professional do this.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I guess we're talking about Jesus tonight. I was just brought up to speed, having been at my monthly board meeting. My duties aside from Free Talk Live include being on the board of directors of the local cable access channel. My name is Ian.
And Conan's here.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us on Skype as well. Actually, Skype's been pretty busy tonight. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go right back to that here in a moment. But I also want to let you know about ProXPN, which is a way for you to protect yourself online. And I mean protect yourself from your own internet service provider who's likely logging whatever you're doing. Now, of course, if you use ProXPN, your internet access is then encrypted, which means your internet service provider will not know what you're doing anymore. And that means they can't sell that information. That means they can't turn over that information to the government. So ProXPN is a pretty cool thing. In fact, they don't even keep any logs of your activities at ProXPN. And no matter what operating system you're using, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, you can use ProXPN. So go and get started at ProXPN.com. Use coupon code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50 as in you getting 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That brings the price down to probably less than the price of a good cup of coffee. So go to proxpn.com and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Ron, listening in Virginia, actually, we might be having an internet outage, which will actually prevent me from putting Ron on, but if our board operator has the ability to do that. Ron, are you with us, sir?
Can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, I wanted to say first, the last caller on the language thing, that was a really good idea, and that's kind of what I was talking about, or what I'm talking about. You had a caller last night who was talking about a idea of a moral fiat currency being, you know, put up by a great leader kind of person. But he kept referring to wealth being created, and that kind of really bothered me, because with a fiat currency, wealth isn't created by printing money. Wealth is created by ownership of debt. So, like, whoever...
Well, that's this fiat currency, but not all fiat currencies are that.
Well, that may be true. I'm most familiar with this fiat currency because this is the one I've studied. I haven't versed myself in other fiat currencies, but the one we currently use, debt, is the mechanism of wealth generation. Whoever controls the debt is the one who has the power and the wealth, and the dollars or Federal Reserve notes that we use, they're only a mechanism to transfer debt from one to another.
Well, I don't even understand. I don't even understand how you can say that debt is a mechanism for wealth creation. I mean, that's not the only way you measure wealth. I mean, you in fact, I don't see how debt could even be measured as wealth.
Well, as long as you're the guy who's collecting the debt, but the rest of us
right.
are screwed. So
exactly.
whoever owns the debt is making the wealth.
Correct.
However, the rest of the
Well, wealth is something more intangible than just a stack of dollars or whatever, right? Like the fact that you have power, the fact that you have refrigeration, the fact that you have air conditioning, the fact that you have, you know, a car to drive around, all of these things are wealth.
Yeah, but what are you using to pay for that power or for that car? You're using the currency that is currently in control of us.
No doubt. I'm not saying currency isn't an indicator of wealth. It is, but it's only one indicator of wealth.
Mm. If I have $1 million, though, but I have liability or debt over $1 million, then I am indebted. I have no wealth. But if the person who controls...
No, you do have wealth. You have more wealth in this country, even with $0, than somebody who has $0 in any other country, because there's more wealth around you.
If you're talking from a naturalistic point of view, I would agree. But I'm saying in the system of tender that we're using today, the money itself, the dollars, are not the wealth. The wealth is the debt control. Whoever controls the bank. That's why the banks have most of the control, because they control the majority of the debt.
Okay. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all. I just wanted to point that out.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know what the right word would be for, you know, the amount of money or debt or whatever that you have, but it's not wealth. That's just one measurement of it. Wealth is a much larger concept.
Yeah, you're definitely talking about other aspects of wealth. Me having a Saturday off, and
that's
I go to the park and just chill. That's wealth. That's my time. And in some people, you know, their time is time they could be at work making more money, making more wealth in other ways. So, I mean, so time is wealth. You're right.
I've heard wealth described as, and I think it's a pretty good definition, as the period of time you can go without working. So if you can go the rest of your life without working,
you're very wealthy.
You've managed to fit into the category of wealthy. Now, you also have to sort of maintain whatever lifestyle it is you wish to maintain. If you want to downgrade your lifestyle and then go without working, then you can probably do that. Heck, I think most people in the United States could honestly just at least a lot of them could just quit and go on welfare and be relatively wealthy, because it's about income, not necessarily how much money you have.
As long as you got that middle class taking care of the taking care of their sorry butts, Mark.
Indeed. Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that a good way to explain the large concept of wealth beyond just dollars in your pocket is you look at the United States 100 years ago, and you would be able to say, likely, that the very rich people in the United States 100 years ago in a lot of ways, we're not as wealthy as poor people are in the United States.
I'm not sure when indoor plumbing came about, but we're talking about that time frame.
Yeah. You can certainly say that 200 years ago,
right,
the rich were nowhere near as wealthy as poor people in the United States.
120
today.
Years ago, the rich anywhere didn't have electricity.
Right.
Right. So if you're living in, if you've got electricity, then you are worlds wealthier than somebody from 120 years ago. The Vanderbilts, the Carnegies, these folks.
You can also look at like lifespan. I mean, are we living longer? We have more things. We're more comfortable. We have, you can really tell when a culture has become wealthy when you're digging up their remains and all you find is art. And music and poetry and all this, because they have time to actually sit around and do these things, whereas before all they were doing was out in the fields hacking away or raising their animals all day long. They didn't have time for any of this.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, to really mix in the idea of debt into the concept of wealth, I mean, you can certainly create wealth by using debt, by leveraging it to...
He's talking about in this circumstance is the United States borrows money into existence. That's
the notes are debt notes, right?
Right.
The Federal Reserve note.
The money in my pocket is in debt right now. It's losing value as we speak.
Right, there's interest being paid on the money by the that's put into existence by the government by the taxpayer, and once it's paid off, there's no way to pay the interest, right? Like there has to be.
There's only so many dollars out there.
Right. Yeah. There's you borrow $100 into existence, and then you pay 1% on that $100 every year. Then where are you going to get $101 from?
It's unsustainable.
There's only $100 in existence.
Yeah. It's an unsustainable system, and the people who set it up certainly know that. You want to go back to the Creature of Jekyll Island, for instance, the story behind the Federal Reserve being set up back in 1913, along with the income tax. I mean, they know. These guys aren't stupid.
There's a really good animation out there. I think it's called The American Dream. It's about a 30-minute cartoon animation. It's very
on the Federal Reserve.
Covers all of the bases. It talks about Jekyll Island. It talks about the family. What is the American Dream? And are we really getting our American Dream? Is it different than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago?
What does it mean to be wealthy? You can answer that. You can also bring up anything that is on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We got to come back to Jesus as well. Was he a socialist or what? 855-450-3733. I know Conan has some thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150LK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan, you do a show as well. It is in an audio and video form, primarily a video. But there's a podcast version of it that people can listen to on their way to work.
This is true. It's Black Sheep Rising. We just had an episode the other day. It was a fun one.
What were who were your guests and what you know? What's one or two topics you guys?
Regular covered? Co-host Daryl W. Perry, who everyone gets to hear here and on the news and on. I think he's on the Fridays.
He's on Thursdays now, actually.
Daryl's usually very political, very uptight. Until he gets to my show, and then he lets it all loose. So if you want to see Daryl mm-hmm. lose out of his element, cussing and swearing and just going off the going off the rails, watch Black Sheep Rising.
Oh, you can set him off, man.
It's really easy. All you got to do is talk about his concussions or or bring some of his favorite activists here in the area on the stage with him at the same time. The Robin Hooders. He has a Daryl loves the Robin Hooders. Not.
Oh, really? He doesn't like that.
No,
huh?
He doesn't like them. But so, yeah, we just had one. I'll have it up in a couple of days. It's at blacksheeprising.org.
Right.
You can listen to it or you can watch it on the YouTube. I do a pretty good job editing. I put all the videos we talk about and splice them in there while we're talking. So you get to actually see what we're talking and discussing.
Nice.
And, yeah, good music, good guests. Good topics.
BlackSheepRising.org as we go and continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Will Coley from the Muslims for Liberty in Tennessee. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Enjoying the New Hampshire Chippendale show you guys are
doing. Hey, thanks.
at cam.freetalklive.com.
Topless Tuesdays. Tuesdays. Yeah, except for me, which I'm just trying to save everybody.
Being modest.
Yeah.
Well, we were calling because I had shared some information with some of you earlier about a sheriff here in Sevier County, Tennessee, that made some statements to local Tea Party groups. Then we found out that yesterday another local sheriff, this time in Hammond County, in Bradford County, down by Chattanooga, has also made some quite insane statements, openly advocating for profiling.
Oh boy.
Yeah, yeah. We actually we put out a release today calling for the immediate resignation of both of these sheriffs. One is Sheriff Ron Seals of Sevier County. He alleges that there are terrorists plotting to commit a terrorist attack on the Tanger Mall.
They need a Bearcat.
Yeah.
The mall's a terrible, I just like to, just as an aside here, the mall is a terrible terrorist attack point, right? Like, because no one goes to these things anymore. I mean, if you want to actually blow up a group of people, don't go to the mall.
Yeah. Go to the swim hall or go to the baseball game or something. Or
exactly. Also, you don't want a place that's more wide open. You'd want, if you were going to set off, I mean, you know, bombs are more powerful in smaller areas. So it would seem like a mall would be too wide open, and not that many people are going there now. Maybe during Christmas.
Well, his evidence that he cites for this is the fact that women dressed in Muslim attire have been seen taking pictures at.
That's offensive.
Yeah, you know, because nobody takes pictures and sends them home to their kids. Hey, do you like this? Do you want this? I'm going to buy this.
No Muslim should be able to take photographs in America.
You know who takes the most photographs at malls? The Japanese.
Hmm.
They take pictures of everything. They take pictures of the McDonald's sign. They take pictures, you know.
I've seen Asians taking pictures. I couldn't tell you their nationality, but certainly it's you know, something I've seen.
So are we going to profile those guys as well?
So when there was a war with them about 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the what these sheriffs have been saying. I know you sent it to me today, but I just haven't had a chance to look at it. So what was it that specifically they were saying about profiling? What would that mean? Do you know?
Well, the sheriff stated that we know that there is a growing Muslim influence in Gatlinburg, end quote. They use their upper room for Friday prayers. Then the audience asked him, what are you going to do about it? And he says, I didn't know that they were up there. What we have to do is identify who they are and then pass it along to the FBI.
Good Lord.
So, yeah, they're going to now, put together dossiers basically on just normal people going about their normal day who happen to go to a local prayer hall for these alleged terror attacks. Now, when the property owner of the Tanger Mall was actually asked about it, they said they have no clue what the sheriff is even talking about. Now, the other sheriff, again, at a Republican event, stated, and this is a quote directly from him, Islam is a state wrapped in a religion so that they can get tax breaks, so that they cannot have government intrusion into
Ridiculous.
Their mosques. They are able to use our own system against us. Islam is very good at what they do. They've built a structure to take over this country, and many of their pieces are in place.
That's what they say about your... I'm sorry, that's what they say about Ian's church. He's using their system against them.
This was stated in official capacity, in uniform, as the sheriff speaking to the Pachyderm Club of Chattanooga, another Republican group.
Yeah, that's
outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. That is as offensive as it could possibly be. I'd like to know what the evidence is for the Muslim takeover.
How many Muslims are there in the United States?
Or in Tennessee.
Yeah.
What gets even better is that the first sheriff in question, Sheriff Seals, is known by local reporters privately as the, quote, Teflon Sheriff. He's been investigated a number of times for corruption charges and even physically assaulted a political opponent on video during the 2008 election and was somehow able to skirt any type of charge or reprimand
a consequence for this.
So, these guys almost never face consequences for being corrupt. Hmm. They're some of the most powerful people in the United States.
Well, that's why we're calling you guys and getting an opportunity for a national audience to hear about the corruption that exists, as well as the open bigotry and prejudice toward a certain portion of the community, so that the rest of your listeners can join our call for resignation of both of these sheriffs. Because when you openly state a personal prejudice against a portion of a community
that you're supposed to be serving.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tolerate that kind of thing from an elected official, and it goes to show that they cannot, with this personal prejudice, carry out the duties of their office in a judicious and equitable manner for all of those who are within their constituency.
Yeah, but all he has to say is his line of duty at the moment is to protect everyone else, the 99% from these 1% Muslims, if they're even that much. All he has to say is, hey, I was protecting you guys. You were in my best interest.
Well, if he's going to claim that there's some kind of setup for terrorism, I'd like to know what the evidence is that Muslims in his media vicinity are committing terrorist acts.
I would also like to know what is the plan to take over the United States with the the Islamic horde here of 5 million people, according to
and Sharia law and the whole nine.
According to Islam101.com, supposedly 5 million in North America claim Islam. Now that says North America, so that could include Canada and Mexico as
could
well.
And does include Mexico.
There's about two to three million Muslims in the U.S. in total.
Yeah, so what is the plan, Will? How are you guys going to take over with that many people?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
They're going to move to New Hampshire.
Libertarians have been trying with numbers like that for a while. They haven't been very successful.
And failing miserably. Which is why we want to concentrate our activism here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Well, thank you, Will, for bringing this to the forefront. What are good ways for people to learn more about this?
Well, you can go to MuslimsForLiberty.org. We have an article there where we have the quotes from both of these sheriffs, as well as a local public school teacher who also has made some pretty nasty comments about Muslims at this meeting. Isn't that great? Another government employee who teaches your children her personal prejudices, more than likely. There will also be articles coming out from Coffee Party, and we've heard that Conscientious Resistance will also be doing so. And I will be appearing on WATE TV Channel 6 at 11 p.m. tonight as well.
Very cool. Mm. Keep up the good work out there, Will. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the update here tonight. That's Muslims.
Thanks for providing this awesome platform for activists.
It's our pleasure. Thank you, brother.
Attention to things.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right. There's more here you can share with us at 855-450-FREE. We can come back to Jesus here in a little bit if we get a chance. 855-450-3733. And if you want to check out more about Will's thing, you can go to Muslims4Liberty.org. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.